My name is Roman Yemets. I'm an assistant consultant to the National Deputy of Ukraine. It's the member of the parliament.
Hello, my name is Alexander Makovsky. I am a consultant of Parliament's Committee on State Development and Local Government.
What is the purpose of your visit here in Springfield?
The main purpose of our visit is an exchange of our experience, and we would like to get better to know the best practices in USA on local government and the rule of law.
And then when we perhaps to have the possibility to make some amendments to Ukrainian legislation in order to make the best practice of American practice also working in Ukraine.
What is one thing that you've found surprising about your time here in the United States?
The most surprising thing for me was that when we came to Washington and then to Springfield, I was expecting skyscrapers everywhere. I was very surprised to see that the majority of the buildings in the city, only one floor. I must say I was very shocked at first, but then I kind of like realized that it feels like, house warming in the city.
I also was surprised when I saw Springfield. I expected also skyscrapers, a kind of different views, but now I see that Springfield is a wonderful place to live. And it's a place that had a lot of fresh air, it had a lot of space, and you feel really free here.
Given the situation in your country right now, how important is this visit for you?
We have overthrown our former president, that was a dictator, and right now we are looking for a new ways to organize the branches of power in Ukraine, because the old system has proven to be ineffective, really. So we really need as much experience and as much best practices to build a new system in Ukraine, to make it more reliable.
And of course, it's really interesting for us to know for sure what we can expect from the United States and from the Western countries due to the conflict which we have with Russia.
Have you heard a lot of positive things from the representatives here in the United States?
Well, practically everyone we have met always showed us their support, and they are telling that they support the Ukrainian people. It's very good.
How has your country changed since the rise in Kiev?
Well, I can say that the country changed too much, because we have a new government, we have a new majority in the parliament, we have new local governance. It's totally changed. Now we signed the political part of the agreement with the European Union, and we expect that there will be a lot of changes to the legislation and in order to make our country closer to the European standards.
I would like also to add that the peoples of Ukraine have changed, because half a year ago the majority of the population of Ukraine were kind of like politically passive. They didn't really care what happened. Right now, the majority of the people, practically everyone in Ukraine, is politically active. They express their opinion and they want to participate.
And now I can say that we are becoming the unit country. We are united.
How's your new government shaping up to look like?
Well, we currently do not have a dictator before. Because after we overthrown Yanukovych, we have changed separation of power. The deputy president, he doesn't have as much power as Yanukovych had at his time. So right now, the parliament of Ukraine gained more power than the president. And in few months, we will have the elections of the president. But still, the president will not have as much power as Yanukovych had.
Are you hoping to be in positions of leadership yourselves?
Frankly saying, I wasn't that much of politically active before. I was helping during the elections. But right now, as far as I see it, I have to be more politically active. I have to participate more. Because if not me, then who will? frankly saying, I was thinking of becoming maybe a judge in the future, but after I saw the judges in during the previous times, during the previous system, I didn't want to become a judge in a country where judges only do what the people in power tells them to do. But right now, we are going to change that system, and I may become a judge or maybe a political politician.
As for me, I was an assistant to a politician, to a member of parliament, and I could see as an assistant what politics really do. And I understood that it is not politics, it's not my choice. I prefer to be, now I am a part of legislative staff, and I prefer to be a professional attorney, lawyer, and in order to help to write good laws.
There's a lot of concern about corruption in Ukraine right now.
Well, corruption was one of the main problems why people went on the streets, because they got tired of this system. Because everywhere where you would go, you would be faced with demand. Well, they will demand a bribe from you. You will go to judge, to court, they will demand a bribe for you. You will go to hospital, they will demand bribe for you. You will go to police department, they will demand. So people were very tired of this system. And the corruption was one of the main reasons why people went on the streets. Right now, we are trying to overcome this situation, but you must understand that for a lot of years, at least 4 years before, the system was became even more corrupted. And it's very hard to change it because practically every law, every government authority is faced with the possibility of corruption. So right now we are working on this, but it will take probably a very long time.
Where do you hope to see your country in 10 years?
Personally, me, I would like to see it as a part of the European Union.
The same. I hope that we'll be a member of European Union.
Well, it will be definitely better than when we were in USSR. I can guarantee you that.
Those are all the questions that I have. Roman, Alexander, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.